What you hear in the gospel reading today is one of the most theologically packed passage in the Gospel of St. John. But to boil it down to something simple, it's just that Jesus is trying to testify that whatever you see him do, it's not of his own accord or his own will. The unity between him and the Father are so intimate, so personal, so interwoven, and so life-giving that whatever he does, he received from the Father. And therefore, his actions is not only to glorify himself, but his action to bring into fulfillment what the Father had begun for the salvation of the world, for the love of humanity, and especially for the conversion of all sinners. Whatever the Son does, he did in order to glorify the Father. So if we are called disciples of Christ, we need to ask ourselves too, whatever we do, is it to glorify ourselves, or is it to glorify the Son of God who had came to die for us and teach us how to love and how to bring us back to that love of the Father had in the beginning for each and every one of us. The first reading today is such a beautiful reading and such a beautiful reminder for each and every one of us, even if everyone else has forgotten us. God will not. God will never forgotten us. Why? Because he is the creator. By the fact that we're here, he had created us. He's formed us in the womb of our very own mother and had given us life. He knows us in a very personal and intimate way. Therefore, he can never forget us, even if we have forgotten him. And this is why Jesus came, to remind us of our own forgetfulness, so that we can return back to the one who has formed us, who has loved us, who has given us life. You hear in the Gospel today, chapter 5 of St. John, and you know what comes right afterward, the Bread of Life discourse. And Jesus will show to us that whoever eat his body and drink his blood will have eternal life. Why? Because he is the Son. But in order to do that, he had to reveal to humanity that he did not come for himself, to live for himself. Therefore, when we receive the communion of the body and blood of Christ, we receive the love of the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The one who created, the one who redeemed, the one who continued to sanctify, the one who continued to transform us and bring us back to that deeper love. And in a very particular way today, we celebrate St. Patrick. And in the life of St. Patrick, I see a great irony that's there. He was born in Roman Britannica, which is Britain. And he was sold off by his own people as a slave to Ireland for 6 years, living as a slave, herding animals, living out in the elements, living a life that was not so good, that toward the point he decided to escape. For a slave to choose to escape, you have to imagine the life must be so harsh and hellish for him to choose to escape. But when he escaped, he returned back to see his family. And he went on to get educated and became a cleric. And then, what did he do? He went back to Ireland to save the people that perhaps mistreated him, the people that live in darkness. So that he came back to Ireland to save people, not only who were enslaved on a humanistic sense, but were enslaved to sin. Patrick, who knew what it meant to be free, not just on the human level, political level, or social level, He knew what it meant to be free on the spiritual level, what it meant to be free in God, came back to the very place that enslaved him, so that out of that love, to free all, so that they come to the true liberation, true freedom in Christ Jesus. This is what we're called to do. Oftentimes, we want to run away from the dark past or whoever or whatever have hurt us. St. Patrick did not. He came back to the very place that tortured him, made him run away. That was hard for him, because he cared for them not only as human beings, but that their spiritual brother in Christ. He won a deeper freedom for them, a deeper joy for them, a deeper liberation from the things of this world, so that they can live and belong and to be known as children of God. Therefore, may we follow the example of St. Patrick today, in order to live for Christ, and in Christ, always united with our Heavenly Father. And in being sons and daughters of our Heavenly Father, we can then open up our hearts to become effective, humble, and simple instruments of the Holy Spirit at work in this world.